guides for how to model, and I would very much recommend you that you do that by yourself. It takes you through all the steps and so on, and that's the exercise we did. In addition, I have said several times that you have a very good support in the help system of Vensim, where you have actually a full course in system dynamics modeling. The exercises relate to other things, not security, but you learn a lot if you do these exercises hand-on. And the point is, I pointed at that several times, is to choose the help, the Vensim manuals, and the modeling guide. And in the modeling guides, you get an overview of system dynamics, then you get cases, workforce, project dynamics, and so on, a growth of the field, and so on. They are related to other issues, but you learn a lot. The problems are described, and you're taken step by step in making a model. And Vensim has also the models somewhere, so you can use them. You learn a lot by doing this. It would be a very good investment. And the greatest investment would be if you, for every time you are doing these things, ask yourself about some security problem, simple, and you make a similar, it could be similar, and you solve it. Okay, so that much. Any questions to that guide? Then, front page, let's look here. Then I go back to the course on system dynamics modeling. And the last thing we had was about the delays, which is a very, 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 very important topic. Let me see how I find this delay fix. Let me see if we can jump to that. Yes. So when we speak about delays, we speak about something that takes time to occur. And give me some examples of processes in nature that take some time. So let's start with Chetan. One example.
For the process of nature?
Yes, anything that occurs to you where it is a long time between the beginning and when the outcome comes. You plant a tree, yes, okay, you put a seed, germinate and so on. Yes, in fact, the very fact how we were came to this world is a process that takes some time, yes. Very good, thank you. Kushbi, your example?
When we start any process, we have a goal in our mind.
You have a goal in your mind and you have to
and
do...
Everything
and so on. Very good. Okay. Vijay? What about learning about information security? Is it so that you just sit there, look at some book, and psh, you have all the knowledge in your head? Okay, so studying and learning, that takes time. Steiner?
Medication,
yes. Very often you need time, you are ill, and you have to take medicine, and it takes time before you get them. And Gayon, your name do I pronounce it correctly?
Yes. Thank you. Developing the software
The value of software, it takes time. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Then my next question is, consider things that take time. And because we don't see what is happening, we get a lot of problems. You are getting an evolving problem. Very often in terms of unintended consequences. Let's start the other way around. Give me an example.
When you develop a software, unintended problem will be delays in the implementation. This causes trouble because the client wants to take the money.
Mm-hmm.
He has a contract. And
yes.
He used the penalties in the contract.
Thank you. Yes. Steiner?
I think it's the medication as an example. You get side effects that you don't know.
It could be. Some medication have indeed side effects and you don't see them until they hit you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we
yes. Okay. The A we had in the previous hour, we had some examples, something that you were doing and the problems did not show until later. Can you remind us what they were, the things that come up delayed?
Yeah, virus in the system.
Which one?
Yes,
the vulnerabilities. You are putting in as codes and so on, but they don't happen until they are detected and so on. Okay, Kushbir, your example?
When we are going to make something, we have some goals. It doesn't mean that every time we are going on right steps.
Mm-hmm.
We can also move from our track. We can go wrong also. And with the effort and with the achieved result, then we can conclude that.
Okay, yes, you can simply end up a completely different place from where you wanted to go. Good, Shaitan.
For planting a tree, it never become like, it takes time to grow up a plant. So there are so many obstacles in between, in the line, like natural disasters and so on.
Okay.
So
Yes.
All of them, so.
Okay. Yes. You can be a farmer. You plant a lot of trees, and after some years, when you are going to perhaps to harvest them, and so then can be all kind of things. Yes. Very good. A few days ago, there was an interesting case reported in Norwegian media, and that is the following. Perhaps, as you know, people who are addicts to heroin, they can in Norway be treated with methadone. Do you know that the story, methadone? Methadone is a drug that can be done, it is created in laboratory. And instead of the people who are addicted to heroin, to buy the heroin from criminals and traders and being exposed to that. So the idea is by medication, given methadone, it is a drug and it leads to a high as well, but not as powerful as heroin. But they get that on medication, and the hope is that they are more in a controllable situation and don't have to steal money and so to pay for the heroin and don't in this way feed the criminals. So that was the idea with methadone. And also one was expecting that there will be less deaths, because when the people are addicted to heroin, they don't know the quality of heroin. They can get one that is much stronger and kills them. Or they can get products that are even contaminated, all kind of thing, can get virus and so on. And the needles they can get by injection, they can get hepatitis and all kind of things. So the idea was by giving them methadone to shortcut the issue with the criminals, give them something less dangerous, methadone is taking orally, and reduce the number of overdoses, deaths and so on. Well, the story is like this. After several years of doing this, they are getting more and more methadone deaths of overdoses. People are dying because they take too much methadone. And numbers are as high, nearly as high as heroin. So what it was supposed to be a solution has, after several years, turned out to be an equally big problem. And why has this happened? Because there are two delays effects, two at least, that are going in this direction. The first delayed effect is the following. If you are a drug addict and you get methadone, then you could have the idea, I get a methadone and I sell it to other people. I get more methadone than I need. So they have created a new market of drugs. Before they had only heroin, now they have heroin and methadone. And both are illegal. It is not allowed to sell methadone. But they're using this to recruit new drug addicts and earn money with that. Very easy. It's not criminal in the sense that you have to deal with criminal gangs to get the drug. You just go to a chemist and say, here, I have a recipe for methadone. Please give me methadone, and you come perhaps a bit faster because you need it, and you get it more, and you sell half of it. So that was the first problem. They have been slowly, with time delays, creating a market for methadone. The second problem is also related to a delay, and that is the following. If you have a shot of heroin, shot it, and you immediately get the high. With methadone, it takes time. You take it, and you don't get the high. And some people, because they don't get the high, take more methadone, and more methadone. And then when finally they start acting and seeing, they have so much in the stomach that it kills them. So it's another reason why a delay is very dangerous. Okay? So delays are very, very important, and because they are very important everywhere, we have to know how to model them. And the story here is about modeling then. And in system dynamics, when we say delays, we are not only referring to the fact that they are delays, that they are processes that are delayed, but we are using the term delay also as a model, as an element for modeling delays. So a delay in system dynamics is a model for a delay, which is a bit confusing. Okay? But sometimes language is like this. You have terms that can mean several things. And that's very often that can be such is language. So you can make even jokes out of this. I learned of a joke, the English call it a pun. You know what a pun is? It is a wordplay. Huh? So I just became 70 2 days ago. I still continue as a professor. They have a extended my. And as you see, I don't look like 70. I can challenge you to swim in 2,000 meters and we'll see who is going to win. I swim faster 2,000 meters than many, many people who are in the swimming pool. When I became 70, I got actually from Scandinavian Airlines a present there, because they have them in the register. They say, we give you 1,000 bonus points, miles, and so on. And there was a quote of Mark Twain. You have heard of Mark Twain? He was an American writer. He wrote Tom Sawyer and many other things. He was known to be a humorist. And the quote was like this. Age is mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And that's a pun, because you are using the word mind in two different ways. Mind is here. But to mind is to be concerned about something. Matter is kind of like this. Mind over matter means the spiritual is more powerful than the material. But then the joke is, to mind, it doesn't matter. It's actually the same thing, instead two different ways, using these words. So language is very interesting, because you have a lot of concepts that can express the same theme in different ways, or different concepts that and some concepts can have different significances. So in the terms of delays, you have to think first of the fact that it relates to things that are delayed. A delay is what happens when something takes long time, like for instance discovering that methadone actually leads to a new market and that it is killing people as it did as heroin does by overdoses. But then a delay in system dynamics is the mathematical structure, because after all we're using kind of maths when we use enzyme to model these processes. And this is about this. And when we model processes, basically what happens is you have some input, and after a while there's a delayed output. Like for instance, you introduce methadone to cure the people, and after some years, the delayed output is methadone is killing the people. Or, as Steiner said, you give some medication, and after a while, one of the effects of that medication is that it is causing other things. For instance, it is a sad fact that when you are giving vaccines to people, among the hundreds of millions of people who get the vaccines, a few people, very small percentage, can get it for that, or even be killed of that. And you have tricky things as to measuring the benefit of saving so and so many lives in preventing so many diseases against the fact that with this measure you will cause severe illness or even death of few people. And you have a balance there, and what happens is that if you save hundreds of thousands of lives, then by a mark, then you are able to, it is considered ethical that a few people, much less, will die of that or whatever. So we have a lot of things like this. But ultimately, we have some input that we can measure in some way, and over time, we get some output that we can measure in some way. Now, there are, at the level at which we are dealing, it can be more complex. There are three things that we care about. The one is information. If you are getting information about whatever, for instance, you are trying to estimate about the incidents, the attacks. Are they going up? Are they going down? Are they stabilizing? You try to anticipate the future. In order to do that, you have to record what is coming in the past and project that to the future. And that's what we mean by perceiving information. In this case, perceiving information about attacks. But it can be anything. If you are managing a project, suppose, could be you were the project manager. How do you manage a project? Suppose Chetan and Vijay and Steiner and Gideon, they are working under your direction. You give them tasks and you say, please report every week to me what you have done. And you get reports, 10 pages. I've coded this and this and all kind of things. So you are getting information. Do you get this information? Doesn't come immediately. It takes time to arrive. And once it arrives, you need time to read it, understand, and assess and perceive and form an impression. So you have a process of information that's coming in and that is being processed through your perception. And in order to do this, and this is just at the moment an overview. Later we look at examples so to understand that. In order to do this, VenSim has a function that you can put in, and it has two names. Both say the same, do the same thing. But for historical reasons, we have both. You can use either a delay one, the one means first order, or use a smooth. Both are equivalent, but they express different meanings. Delay one says this is a first order delay. Later I will explain what is first order, second order, and whatever. And smooth tells that a first order delay is a smoothing of information. It is an averaging of something. Now, if you are considering not information, but a process where things pass through different hubs, kind of like a transport of materials, then we use material delays. And here there is a simplification. The order of the delay depends on how many hubs there are. So for instance, if you are sending ordinary mail, the first hub is your post office. You put it in the post office and there it is. The second hub is the transport to the main post office in the city. And then from the main post office, this will go out to different areas and this arrives in New York, in New Delhi, or whatever. And there is a new hub there. And then finally, it comes to your address. So in this story, there are three hubs, but it could be five, it could be 10 or whatever. The simplification is if you don't know the number of hubs, then a third order, assuming three, is quite a good average. It is high enough that it makes a difference from just one hub. And it is It doesn't change so very much if you add more apps. So that's why three is, if you don't know better, use three for this. Of course, if you have the full information and you know there are five apps, then you make it more accurate by putting the five apps. But otherwise, the third app. And for a third order delay, Vensim has a function which is delay three for the third. And in all these cases, you have two variables. X is the input. That's the thing that comes in. And the function returns you the output. So you put in something with X, and delay 1 or delay 3 returns the delay of that input. There's a second thing that comes in, and that is T. It is the average delay time. It is an average because if you are sending your Christmas cards from Norway to your friends in India, for instance, and you are writing to 100 friends, even if you take the 100 envelopes and put it at the same time in a box, in a mailbox, they don't arrive at the same time in New Delhi. Some come after 3 days, others after 5 days, others may come after 3 weeks, because all kind of things can happen. But you have an average delay time that you could measure by recording all the arrival times and computing the average. And that's what the T means here. You put in there as an average, and then you see what is the result. There is a third kind of delay, which is, and it happens sometimes, and that is when you put in, comes at exactly the same time out. For example, you all enter this class at exactly the same time, at the beginning of the semester. If you continue performing well, then you will leave the class with a grade and pass at exactly the same time. That's a delay fix in this case of studies. Steiner is not doesn't agree? The input is the number of students entering this class. You all enter at exactly the same time, officially. Because even if you register earlier or later, officially it starts when the semester begins. So you enter with the beginning of the semester. And if you all pass, you leave the class at exactly the same time. So you have a delay fix. That's one example of delay fix. Okay. Then, the diagrams here, they show you for different inputs. And here we have two inputs. We call them test functions. Reality is different from a test function. It can be, there are billions of possibilities for what the input is. But in order to understand what the delays do, we put in test functions. And one of the test functions in Vensim is a step function. And they are typically like this. This is time. This is a step function. And you have some value, and then at some time, it jumps up to some other value. This is a step function. It could be a step down. The step could be negative. Another one could be a pulse. And in the pulse, you have time, and you have the value of the pulse, and it is nothing, and then suddenly you get a peak, and then nothing at some time t. You could use both to model a reality. For instance, this is, say, supposing that in the past we have had so many attacks. And then someday, by some reason, you get more attacks and they stay stable. It's a possibility. Here, in this case, no attacks, no attacks, no attacks, and one day, a lot of attacks, and nothing more happens. This could be a model for the denial of service attack. Okay? But there are more test functions. There are many more. And I put a document that you find in Fronta describing these two. In the case of Pulse, when we see the examples, we have to understand how the function invencing works so that we use it correctly. This sorry, step is easy to understand. The Pulse is a little bit more tricky, but I will explain that. Whatever it is, here you see the step function. It starts here, then it jumps, the red one, and it stays constant. You see number one and red, that is the input. And then the curves number 2, 3, and 4, they are the outcomes of the delays for the first order input, for the third order, for the first order delay, for the third order delay, and for the pipeline or delay fixed delay. We call it a pipeline delay or delay fix because it is what happens in a pipeline. You know where the pipeline is for oil and so on. You put something in and then it flows and flows and flows, and what you're putting in will come out exactly out. Nothing gets lost after a given period of time if you are pushing in with constant speed. So if such an input comes up, then delayed reaction, first order, is that shortly after the jump of the step, the output starts rising and slowly, number two, reaches the value of the input. How slowly or how fast depends on the T that you have there, which is the average. If you have a third order delay, then you see that nothing happens for a while, or very little happens after the jump. And then it starts slowly jumping, but then it accelerates and it comes up to the height of the input faster than the first order input. So it is slower to start, but it, after it recovers, it comes faster up to the approximate the input, because sooner or later the output mirrors the input. And then if you have a pipeline, you get exactly the same pattern as the input, only with a time delay. So here you got here, it jumps up and so on, and for the output of the pipeline or delay fix, it goes like this, and then it jumps up and stays like this. If the input was not a step, but it was a pulse, this is the pulse here, the red one. Here, I made it a little bit thicker so that you can see. You can have pulses that are not just instantaneous. It goes up, it stays forever, and then it goes down. It could be like this. So to make it clear. So the pulse is here, up and down, and so on. And what happens? For the first order, you get the curve 2. Originally the same, then you get this rise and very slow decay. That's how, if you suddenly pass to Kushbir a lot of information, a pulse, and you start assimilating it, then you start getting the idea slowly, and then after a while it stabilizes from this pulse. So the, or in terms of the effort, you are making effort, then it hits the top and then decays. In the end, you have assimilated all the information. If it was a thing like the envelopes that you are sending going through three hubs, and you put for a while a lot of envelopes, say for 1 hour, putting envelopes in there, and then you stop, that's the pulse. And then the arrival of these letters that you have in Poston, it will take time before the first one arrives, third order, then more and more and more arrive, and then it decays like this. If it was a pipeline where you are putting very little into the pipeline, then suddenly a lot of pressure, hold it up for say 1 hour and then back to the normal, then the pattern in the outside is It continues for a while as if nothing had happened, then suddenly sprouts out with a lot for 1 hour, and then it goes back, and so on. So that's what this happens here. Do you think that you are getting a feeling about these functions and so on, and how they can be used? Questions? Okay, let's apply that in practice. We are going to make a model in Benzing with you. Everybody has a computer. Very good. Okay. This model is a model of a first order delay. But we are not going to use Benzing's delay function. We are going to build this up ourselves. And then I'm going to show you that the same results can be achieved by using the delay function in Benzing. So, this is how the security incidents are perceived, or if you perceive them, that's also what you expect that is happening. And what happens is, here the incidents, security incidents are reported. This is the variable security incidents. And they are compared with your expectation or your perception of these incidents in the past. And that's the expectation gap. And if the gap is different from zero, if there is a gap, then you are correct in your expectation. So for instance, if you were expecting few incidents, and the reality is they are increasing, more and more security incidents, then you have to correct your expectation from few incidents to more. And how fast you do that depends on how quickly you react. And that's a tricky thing, because it is not about, say, hi, this is smart guy, he or she reacts very quickly. Because there is a trade-off. If you jump to conclusions before the trend is confirmed, you may create a wrong expectation. If you wait and sit on the fence, you are a bit delayed in forming your expectation, but you hit it more correctly. In the end, if you look back at the past after the whole thing happened, you know it perfectly. So the question is, how long can you wait? How long can you afford to wait? That's a tricky decision. Because you are in a situation in which you are having a problem and need to handle it. If you form the expectation too quickly in order to solve the problem, you may form the wrong expectation and apply the wrong medicine. If you wait too long in forming the expectation, then you are sure about what happened, but you no longer can act against the problem. So you have a trade-off, and this is unavoidable. You have a trade-off between starting very quickly, acting very quickly, at high risk. Maybe you hit it right, maybe you hit it wrong. Or wait it for some amount of time until you have a better perception, and then act. And the problem is, you don't know in advance how long you can wait. You have to think about strategies, you can create experience and all kind of things. But let's stay simple and create this model here. So we start from scratch. The only thing I want to see is the values that I put here. Okay, here I put there no security incidents originally, and then I have a jump of 100 at time 20. And the average expectation time I put 6 weeks. Okay, that's all I need. So let's create this model from scratch, and you do it together with me. Are you ready to start? You don't have a computer yourself? You don't. Why don't you sit together with Steiner or Vijay or whatever? I thought you had a computer there. It looked like a computer to me. Okay. So, I'm sure that Steiner and Vijay, they will be happy. Or you can even sit in between them and look to the right and the left and see who is doing it faster or whatever. No, I'm joking. So we are starting a new model. We choose weeks as the time unit. So here you put weeks. The time step we know we will have to fix. For the time being, we leave it as Benzing has it, as one. And let's leave the initial time, the final time, like this. It is normal thing to put initial time 0. 100 times, say 100 weeks, okay? Click OK. Then, let's put in the variable which we called security incidents. Click on this, put in here, call it security incidents. That's been it's going to be a record of how many security incidents that arrive per unit of time. The unit of time was here weeks. Then we put a box variable and we call it, in the other one I had expected security incidents, but here I put perceived security incidents because it's the same, only expressed in a different manner. If I put expected, that's what I expect for the future. But what you expect for the future is actually a result of your perception, what you are perceiving. So this is the perception you are forming from what is happening. Or in other words, it is what you really expect in the future to happen, because you base your future on what you have perceived so far. Of course, sometimes you have perceived some things and then you add more elements and perhaps you end up with a different expectation. But at this level of simplicity, it is the same. And then the idea is the following. They are not equal, normally these two. There is a gap. And the gap is, of course, influenced by both. The gap is the difference actually between both. And this gap is the one, if there is no gap, then what is coming in is what you are expecting or what you have perceived so far. But if there is a gap, you have to correct. So, and the correction is a change to this pool here. So it must be a flow. And we call it correction of perception. And what forces this is the gap, as I said. If there is no gap, what we are perceiving is what is arriving, no need to change our perception. And then, as I argued, this depends on some time in the simple model. And we call it the average perception time. The average is often left out, so you will find perception time, yes. But remember, that is a description of an average. And this is going to influence how they form this. So that's the model, and you can save it now. Call it something, whatever you like. Like perceived security incidents. Okay? Do you have the same model as me? No problems? Okay. Then let's model it in terms of adding the quantities. You click on the equations. And we put in first security incidents. For security incidents, we put step. Actually, a moment. Down there, we can click on functions, and there are many functions here. Delay 1, which I have mentioned, is there. Delay 3, which I mentioned, is there. All kind of things. The pulse, which I've mentioned, is there. Ramp is another test function. There are many things that are text functions here. Sinus, smooth, which I mentioned before, and so on and so on. And there we have the step. So if you click on step, it double click, then you get it in there. And as you see, it is telling you, I need 2 inputs from you. One is my height, how much should I jump up? And the second is, when should I do it? And the height, we put in 100. And the time, we put in 20. Later, I will show you a version where I also put information here. Now, my information, my explanation, my documentation is just some rubble there. What I forgot in the previous one was to put some units. We should always put units. And let's call it sec ints, security incidents, and it must be measured per unit of time, per week. Sec in per week. And sec in is just an arbitrary unit that I introduce. Click OK. Now, as to the average perception time, click on that, and we agreed we should put in 6 weeks. So 6 is there, and in the units, the week is available there because it is the unit of time that I chose, 6 weeks. And then again, some explanation as to what we mean by that. Later we revert to the solution that I have in front, which is fully documented. Okay. Then you remember in such a model, we start always first with the constants, that is the variables that do not have arrows going into them. They are not changing. And then we continue here. And the next thing is to give the stock, the bathtub, the initial value. And the initial value in terms of delays is we tend to assume that the initial value of the perception is actually the value of the security incidents of the input at time zero. Because that's the best case we have. You form your first perception from the first information that you get. That means we should have an arrow from here to here, which originally is blue, because Vensim doesn't know yet how we are going to use that information. But the moment we use it, as we are allowed to, only for the initial value, then this arrow will disappear. Unless we set in a show initial causes. So, clicking on the equation again, we go into here. And as you see, the stock has a different window, which has the integration of the input, correction of perception, but it expects the initial value. And to get in the initial value, you have to have the variables here, variable, and you have to put in security incidents, like that. And the units, because it's security incidents, it must have the same unit as the input that is second per week. Some documentation. Okay, let's save it. We have a break. The camera is stopping to record. So I continued 15 minutes or now. If you like, what you can do is, in the break, finish the model by yourself.